Yeah, hello?
Hi, is this Scott?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Scott. Is it a convenient time to speak at the moment? It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, to be compliant with data protection, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
26/02/1980.
Lovely. And your address, please?
11 Dodge Street, Grenfell.
Lovely. That's brilliant.
That's D-O-N.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah. Thank you. So in order to be compliant, we need to let you know that the call is recorded today. And we need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make a referral for this, but I will talk to you and explain the reason why and what I'm referring for. Are you happy to continue with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Well,
So today is so today is just about gathering a bit more information about the impact of your time during the care settings for your application and Scottish redress. So if you do need a break or you need to come back to something, just let me know.
My husband has all been done with all that care on his, so I have to be kind of, it's all done with.
Say that again, sorry.
The heart and love went huge. In the past, yeah, I didn't get hurt with any more. It's just the way I've come myself into it.
Yeah, but obviously, if it does become distressing during the call, because you're talking about things, just let me know and we can have a break. So, what age did you go into care?
Very young. Mostly probably 13, 12, 13.
12 or 13 years old, okay. And was it the same local authority that you, the area that you were born in?
Yes.
Yeah, and what was that local authority?
It would be Falkirk Council, I believe.
Okay, lovely, thank you. And have you ever been known by any other names or aliases?
No.
Okay. What care settings were you at? I've got Weedon's Hall Lodges, 93 to 96.
Weedon's Hall, it's actually Weedon's Hall.
Ah, so just got that wrong. Let me just amend that for a second.
I was in a house care, and it was a house in Canelands, then a house in the Uranian Trade Centre.
Bear me for a second, I've just got to go back to the other.
Sorry.
Section. Oh, she's lost it. I'm going to have to re-ask you like a couple of questions again, sorry, because it's just lost the information. Okay, so you went, so it was 12 to 13 years old, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Falkirk.
Mother was always involved in social work and things like that. And yeah. I've had some work by not bringing the balls for this.
Yeah.
You say if you went to social work department in this area, you would go back to files and you would get all the files through them. I dare say that's who you're going to go to anyway.
Yeah, it'd be the local authority, so they'll hold all the information to your care, well, should hold all the information if you care.
Even if that building's away now, because the social work department I was involved in, that's been knocked down now.
Yeah, it should be in an archive. So what we'll do, we'll do more than one subject request just to try and gather as much information as possible and evidence. And then when we've got it all, we then come back to you and go through what we've got. If you want to know your care records and you don't, that's one of the questions I'll ask in this call today. And we'll double check everything before we then send it off to your panel hearing. But yeah, that's what we're trying to gather as much information now to where we go to get that evidence, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
I guess you're sure what the main court of call for me, like.
Yeah. So, going back to care settings, we've got Weedon's Hall.
Yes.
Is there anywhere else that you stayed?
There was a house in Caenlin.
Caenlin.
C-A-I-N. Caenlin. I'm not good at spelling, so Caenlin. C-A-I-N. Caenlin. Two cents of last one.
It's alright.
C-A-N-E-L-O-N. Caenlin. C-A-N-E-L-O-N.
L-O-N?
Yeah.
And that house, was it?
No, that was our fitness, a house that was only for maybe three people.
So, was it like shared accommodation?
It was like a private property. I don't know if
that's were you on your own? Was it you on your own there?
Yeah, I was only one in that bedroom, yeah.
Okay, and what age was that?
That was 13, I would say, about what. I think that was the first time I got took away for the house.
Right. And that was in a house in Caenlin, and it was like shared accommodation.
Husband and wife that ran it, that was all I reminded them of.
Okay.
And you got a glass of wine where you're done and stuff like that, which I wasn't allowed in the house with bath water in the eyes. I was pretty happy with a glass of wine.
I'm going to put that down. Is that a glass of wine?
I didn't want anybody getting in trouble for that, obviously.
We have dinner. Okay, so any other settings that you remember?
You even said Senate, the other one I went to.
How would you spell that one?
M-U-I-R-A-B-O-N-U-A-1-S-I-D-E. Senate. The house was actually on a
right. And that was a care home, or was it a...
The same again, it was Chris Fox that he'd done that the same way. That was our house I went to.
So was it that a husband and wife and work as well?
No, that was just a man himself, an Englishman. He done it himself.
And that was it again. You had like your own bedroom.
Yeah, two beds in a bedroom. But at the time, I was only in there myself. I was in and out there a few times.
Okay, so shared accommodation.
I'd say that was more like a respite kind of care type thing. Situation.
Yeah.
If my mum and dad cracked up, I got parked in a social worker and sent me in.
So that was like the regular place that you went to from that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how old were you when that one sort of ages were you when you went
that
to there?
Was right through to, I was 16. That was all the
so time. 13, age 13 to 16, yeah.
Age 13. Yeah, so I wasn't constantly there every single day, but.
No, but it was like the respite place that you went to. Yeah. Okay. Any other settings that you stayed at?
I think that was it.
Okay.
That was the most.
Do you remember what schools you attended?
Weedon's Hall and Marlborough High School.
Weedon's Hall. Was it primary school?
No, that was my first year, so 13 again. I went to Weedon's Hall. Because I was put in school when I was 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
The first year of school, I can't remember what age that was when you were in the first year.
So what was the other school, Weedon's Hall and...?
Larbour High School. I went from
Larbour?
I went from Camshaw Primary, which I had no hassle whatsoever. I was always good with my work and stuff like that. Went to high school, then that was in between there. I don't know if you were the same, but you went, when you were in primary school, you went to high school for 2 weeks?
At the end of year six, isn't it? You go up at the end of your junior school, isn't it?
An introduction thing?
Yeah.
I went up to high school for the 2 weeks. The teachers had disagreements with me, blah, 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 because my older sister and my older cousins.
Yeah.
So it was like I walked in and they just took a dislike to me and I was hated.
Right.
And they just picked on me through them, as you related to this one, that one, and that was a dislike to you. Which, when I went away from the summer holidays, came back up, the dislike was still there. And it was like getting picked on for being their therapist because of the grief they caused the school.
Yeah.
So I got the grief, and because I got the grief and didn't take attitude that well, but in the summer holidays I got great position. Mm. So I had a lot of anger issues. So when the teacher picked on me, it was a case I lifted my fist at. So I got put out of Larbert High School and put to Reading Hall.
So you were physically aggressive towards the teachers, is that right?
Yeah. 100%. Oh, and I wholeheartedly forget all that.
Yeah, but you was a child.
It wasn't the teacher's fault. Yeah.
No, but you was a child and you'd gone through a lot and the teachers were treating you the same way as your siblings and you weren't the same person.
No.
You know, that's a lot for a child, isn't it?
Yeah, well, when I used to be in primary school, all I loved doing was doing my schoolwork. Right, Millie, hi. No. No. Got an adult, mum.
What is what's happening then? I was like, what's going on?
The camera's up at the house, and when somebody walks past the house, the camera goes and the dog barks, it sets the other dog off.
Yeah, protection, isn't it? Maybe the protection thing. What primary school was it called? I can't remember what it said.
Karen Shore. CARRONSHORE. Karen Shore.
Cool. Lovely. And what GP surgery are you with at the moment?
I'm with Westbourne Medical Centre. Westbourne.
Medical.
Yeah. And that's what the old Baltic Hospital.
At what hospital, sorry?
The old Baltic Royal Infirmary. It's like a boulder just outside of that.
Okay. Is it actually based at the hospital then?
Yeah. Oh. The hospital was here, but they've built a new hospital here in Larbert.
Oh, right.
The hospital that they've left, it's like, what's the pretty fuck off of anything? Community hospital.
Is it quite far then, now? So, like, normal hospital?
Probably the same distance, but in a different direction.
It's changing everything, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah. Well, they took three hospitals and made it the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, two hospitals already made it the one, and... No, they should have kept on hospitals because there's a lot more beds, a lot more space. We just need a disaster. And I was actually the first person on that ground because I was a machine man. That's the big ground to build a hospital.
Wow.
At the time. But...
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment? So like that could be social care or counsellors or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Going to deal with myself and the wife knows bits and bobs about it and
yeah
the quality of everything so far, yeah. It's just one of them,
yeah. You can
it's
talk
like, well, that just came about because she came across a form and told her in and she did do everything and she did and he wanted to do that one here but clearly she sent me the form there.
Well, if you don't want to go ahead with anything at any point, you can always say, yeah.
Talking it now, though. It's whatever it is, what is it?
Yeah. But sometimes it is hard.
I've got to off my shoulders, I spoke to Gemma. I don't know if you're in contact with Gemma, too.
She's the one who did your notes before, wasn't she?
After I spoke to her, I did feel a bit of stress off the shoulders, if you know what I mean. It was like something like... He's actually said it.
Yeah. And sometimes that it does actually help. Like we aren't counsellors or trained therapists or anything like that. You know, but if you did access any of those services like today, say you decided to go to, you know, a counsellor, that would then be included into your claim.
Right.
So sometimes people don't face things and address things because of the fear of it might unsettle you or things. But what you've had is a more positive response, like when you spoke about it. So if you do change your mind and go to counselling, just let us know down the line and we can always, you know, gather that information for your pain as well.
I'm only 46-year-old, and well, I've done a lot of soul searching over the years and a lot of blanking out and stuff like that, so I couldn't deal with it myself.
Okay. Do you have any diagnoses of like depression, anxiety, personality disorder or anything?
Depression.
Depression. And have you ever done any self-harm?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what did that include?
What minutes.
And what age were you there?
Five. Probably the most of my life. And then just, that's how I feel. Suicide, most of my life. Really. I've always lived in a kind of dark, depression kind of place.
So, the cutting of your wrist, has that always been to end your life with that thought?
No.
So, when you cut your wrist, was it like a superficial cut, or...?
No, just a scratch.
Like, yeah, so superficial, so... No. Did you go to the doctor about that?
No.
Did you do it repeatedly over the years?
In between, yeah, but I wouldn't see any serious anything else.
Okay.
Probably not even worth mentioning, to be honest with you.
Have you got any marks on you?
One, actually.
Do you think you could go to your GP and get that recorded?
I see that.
Because when we get the request for the subject access form, we will ask for, like, information. Because you didn't see a GP or the hospital or anything at the time...
Yeah, that's probably not worth even mentioning either.
It's definitely worth mentioning because... It's a good indication in terms of the fact that you struggled with your emotions and things that were happening during your life. And obviously you're still telling me now that you are suffering with your depression, which is something that really should be addressed. And if they haven't got a clear picture, they can't really assess the current risk, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So are you getting daily thoughts about ending your life?
No, I just didn't think about it. It's not smart or something. I don't know. I try not to think about it.
Is it like, so before
you go? It happened later on in life, like 2006. So I had a car accident, two people died.
Yeah.
So there's that on top of it. There's a lot of stuff happened in my life after that here that I would say is more important than all that kind of gumfoot.
So you feel you've got like protective factors now?
Yeah.
That's what they call them. They're so like, things have happened and it's made you look in a different way.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's happened and it's in the past, you'll leave it in the past, or you're just going to traumatise yourself the rest of your life. And...
Yeah. But sometimes it's important to address the past so you can move forward as well. It's like Pandora's box. Sometimes you open the box.
Well, that's what Gemma done a couple of weeks ago here. It was like the boat's warmed and I was like, oh no, but I didn't
I think it definitely would be worthwhile going to the GP, discuss about, you know, that you used to do the cutting with the intention that you did want to sort of not be here. Mm-hmm. And obviously mention to him what you're going through because this is important for you, like to make sure that you're safe as well. No, I know you are right now, but it could invoke, like, thoughts and feelings when you're not on the phone with me or, you know, like, when you spoke to Gemma, it was all sort of after. But definitely I would give the call your GP about that. Is that, you know, okay?
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you're safe. Okay. Let me just put that down. What age did you do the cutting from? Can you remember?
Well, 14.
Yeah, and what age did you stop?
Oh, you better put up your shoes on this.
So did you stop in your 30s?
No, probably late teens.
So should I say about 19?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Just the way you feel here, some triggers and stuff like that.
Yeah, but when you've gone through a lot, yeah, it's about emotional regulation and being in control of that emotion and how you control it. And
I've started controlling it myself and realising, well, there's nothing to happen myself through somebody else. What somebody else has done to me. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, it might be beneficial for some counselling. The GP will probably offer that anyway.
Yeah, I have spoke to the mental nurse. So I've been freaked out. And there's been a lot of heart and stuff like that.
Was that in the GP surgery?
Yeah. That was only a few years back there.
Cool. So I'll put that down. Okay. Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No.
Any official counselling or therapy?
No.
Any physical health concerns, like strokes or cancer or anything?
Yeah, I've got ankylosing spondylitis. My joints are fusing, my bones are fusing together.
I've just been investigated for that.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not nice.
No. Were you positive for the gene?
Yes, I've got my wife knows this. Hmm. What gene is that?
It's HLA-B27.
Nicola's just been hanged for the...
Natalie.
Yeah. And I've got the extra gene, but what's my gene? You know the number.
HL-252.
It's an extra gene in my body.
Yeah. Fun times, isn't it?
Biologics. I don't know if you've gotten people on biologics then, biological injections.
Nothing yet. No.
And I've just shoot on them and they've since taken off them because they're more affecting me. So there's nothing more than we were there.
Yeah. So with that, that should have been diagnosed when you were a child, should it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should have been. And I've always, when I got married to my wife, 27 years ago, Dr. Doogie says to me, and used to come, and unfortunately Dr. Doogie died a few years back, and when I got diagnosed with this, I always brought my memory back to what he said, because he said to me years ago, you're going to be riddled with arthritis when you're older. And I always wondered, now, what did you see back then? Picked up on.
Yeah.
I always, if he was alive today, I would love to go and see him and speak to him,
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, how things happen in life.
Yeah. But I just go home, I went to work, I done my year by the store.
Yeah. So, did you attend hospital as a child? Or anything?
Oh, cyst. I got a cyst removed from my neck as a child. I attended because the social work thought my father had beat me with a couple of bruises. That was young abuse because that was the reference, so I would have been probably under 10.
Yeah. So that was an assessment, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was through social worker Ian Kingsley.
Yeah, social worker. That changed to child protection, yeah?
Yeah. Because I had bruises on my legs and stuff like that. And
can you remember what hospitals you went to for both of that?
That would have been Lambert Hospital. Falkirk Hospital, sorry.
Falkirk.
Keep saying Lambert, it's Falkirk. The original hospital.
I probably would have Googled it and it would have said, this is the nearest one. Don't worry,
Still got to get used to the new lab, but it's been there for a good season now, but it's also Falkirk Hospital.
It's what you're used to saying though, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so do you provide consent for us to request a copy of the records from the professionals that you've mentioned today?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
No, I'll bring all that in and you'll see them in your hand black.
Everything
was done through social work.
So when we get a copy of the care records, would you like to see the records? Would you like a copy?
Yeah.
Have you ever been arrested or got any convictions or anything?
No. Well, conviction, I got done with a mobile phone. That's what, then I had the car accident, that's what I got done with.
Oh, so driving without due care and attention, is that it?
Yeah, but I didn't have a mobile phone.
Oh, how did that happen?
Exactly. The police had to charge me with something because two people died. So the least charge you could do, and it's the same with the driver of the other vehicle, if they had survived, they would have been done with, because that was the same offence. Because we did argue that in court, but I didn't have a mobile phone. I drew my mobile phone, I was on groundworks at the time.
Yeah.
And I put my phone in my pocket, in my waterproof trousers, and my phone got damaged with water. That was 2 days previous to that dying, wasn't it?
So that was like the lesser charge that they could charge you with.
Yeah, because the other car wasn't able to explain the circumstances. So it was a charge, but it's like a charge that doesn't mean nothing. It was,
what year was that? You said 2 years, didn't you?
2006.
2006.
15th of March 2006 was the day it happened.
That's going to stay with you, isn't it?
Yeah. On the 20th, this day.
See, that would be a good thing to speak to your GP about. See if you can get some counselling for that. Because you'd probably...
Even travelling that road, we do travel that road now and again, don't we? And every time I do travel that road, so I just can't be the steering wheel. Because I know the spot, and it was like yesterday. I know I mind it. I've seen the car on my side of the road, and I aim for the tree. But I never hit the tree, I hit the car, and the tree spun, joined together, and just pivoted on the road, and I meant to get punched in the face. There was somebody trying to punch me to wake me up, because my car was on fire, to get me out of the car. And
that's not a way to get you out, really, but at least you were alive, and got you out.
We got us out the car, and that was the main thing.
It's a massive trauma, though. I definitely would recommend speaking to your GP, okay? Because that's something that needs to be addressed, doesn't it, for yourself? Yeah. Have you any issues with drugs or alcohol in the past or presently?
No.
Okay. Never engaged with anything or?
Yeah, cannabis.
Is that as a kid?
Yeah, slight adulthood back and forward, but.
Is that all the way through?
Yeah, even to presently, yeah.
Yeah, so what age did it start?
Early, probably school days.
About 12?
A little older, but I 18 after I got abused on it.
So what age was that? Let's try and look. It's about 14?
14, 15, I think.
Yeah.
So very first time, so that would be me on bus to meet me at Alex, right.
So, as I put down uses cannabis from age 14 to the current date, is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. And what about alcohol? Do you drink alcohol?
No. I have drunk alcohol, but no. No, it's never been a problem.
Never been like an addiction or anything? Yeah.
Forget what's going on or anything like that. No, I just take it to chill, that's about it.
Yeah. Is it like one joint a day, or?
I think it'll be one joint a day, or, like, the day I've been off it for a few days now.
Yeah.
Just for a few days, yeah.
Can it go up any more than that? What's the most that you have in a day? So if I put...
Nowadays, probably, many joints would I see in a day, though, if I had, was on it, probably four. Roughly
four.
Four? Yeah.
Yeah? Because obviously it's good input in terms of evidence, because you're using that to...
The cannabis, it's not to do with the pain with the...
Yeah.
Pain with the ankles,
but it could also be like trauma as well, do you see what I mean? But if you go to your GP, he can document it for you. You can ask him about medical one.
I already own.
Yeah, that's
cannabis
good.
For cannabis because the doctor, we faced the doctor years ago. And his words to us was, the best thing you two can do is take yourself on a flight and go to Amsterdam.
And that was the GP saying that?
That GP was like a friend, the GP was a friend.
But
no, outside GP hours, he wasn't a friend, no. Just your GP hours.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
on here, I think it says left care. Is it about 16?
Yeah, I've not. I was at my mum's house at 15. So, I left my mum's house and just got me done. I got hit over the head with a metal bar at 15. And that one fell because it was right inside the school where I got hit with a metal bar.
Who did that?
I don't know. I mind the human footsteps and that's the thing. I mind I woke up in the hospital.
So, that's, Gemma didn't write that down on here. I'm just going back through the notes.
You have been a good speaker about it.
Did she? So who was it that did that? Was that in care, did you say?
That was in the school. That was when I was at the Reading Hall School.
And you were locked out?
Yeah.
So you went to hospital for that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got ambulance to the hospital, so there'll be fires in that too.
Yeah, well, double check that before Kirk Hospital, wouldn't it? Let me write that down.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, doggy. Someone gone to your house again.
She's hearing kids going inside somewhere.
Yeah, it's that protective thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, she's just a yap. Typical Maltese and puppeteese.
Oh, they're so cute.
Everything.
They are so cute. Teddy bear dogs.
Cute to look at. I know
Yeah. I've got Bichon cross Shih Tzus. So very similar. Yeah. So after you left at 15 years old, did social care ever contact you and say, do you need any help with anything? Do you need help with housing or?
No.
Okay.
I went to see with my friend's mum. Yeah, I hurt feet. I'm sure they'd stay there.
So you stayed with a friend's mum, yeah?
Yeah. But she knew the ins and outs of the family and was like, no, you're not going through. But they started eating and stuff like that, so that was it.
That's nice that lady supported you. Yeah, that's really nice. So in terms of going forward, because you are going to have obviously contact with NMA Legal, would you prefer a male or a female advisor?
Doesn't matter.
No preference. Okay. So I will stick with you then because it saves you repeating yourself. Going forward, so I've spoke to you already and I've read through the notes that Gemma left, so I've got a good understanding of what's happened, kind of when it happened. So it's going to take about 10 months to get this claim put together and completed. I'll be the main point of contact, so if you save this number on your telephone, if you've ever got any questions, give me a call. So it won't be Gemma from now on, it'll be myself. Just me. So what we're going to do is gather the evidence for your case through like subject access requests and all the information that you stated. We'll put your case together. Obviously check with you before it then goes off to Scottish Redress panel. You're not required to attend that panel. It's a closed door one, but you will be advised of the date when it's going to be held. So as part of our compliance, we have to advise, obviously, the different options that you've got as an independent person. So the first option is, obviously, you can make the claim independently yourself and research your own evidence. The second option is you can have a different solicitor from England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 on behalf from Scottish Redress. But they receive that fee if they win or lose for you. Or the other option is ourselves. Obviously, we've opted out of taking that fee. So we're completely independent from Scottish Redress. We only take a fee from yourself, which is capped at 20%, and that's only if you win. If you lose, there's no charge, okay? So that means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you, and we've got no ties to Scottish Redress. So there are three options, obviously, that you've got.
Like that, the way you're saying, because that's a fair way of doing it. There's no need of gaming and so on.
We're not going to... If you lose, we don't get anything. So it's in our best interest, isn't it, to make sure the case is good and solid and we get everything that we can for you.
I think we're going to be on record as me getting raped or abused, whatever the way you want to put it. That's another thing, because it's never ever been unless to yourselves,
So you've never disclosed that to anybody?
No.
Okay. So
my wife years and years ago, that's what she's saying about me, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I heard. She sounds really supportive. That's really good. So what I will have to do, because it's a first disclosure, I'd have to send that across to Falkirk Adult Social Care as a disclosure. Can you remember the name of the person?
Yes.
So what they will do is do checks on this person to make sure that they're not involved with any kids, to make sure that they're safeguarded as well going forward. Have you thought about speaking to the police about this?
No, and I don't really want to either. It's just, my wife says I should, and my heart's saying aye, and my body's saying no. Like, I met him one day in Falkirk, Miami, so we're in Asda. Achieving to know who it was, and I froze the spot, because even as 46-year-old I am, terrified for this person.
And they're still alive?
No, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay to give me their name?
Craig Watson.
Terry Watson?
Craig.
Oh, sorry, Craig. I don't know where I got that from. In my head, no. I was like... That's completely nowhere near, is it, Terry to Craig?
Yeah.
So you're really brave for obviously disclosing that. And it's really difficult, like you've mentioned, that you are still seeing this person. So this isn't just about yourself, though, okay? So generally, when a safeguarding goes through, what happens?
It was actually discussed, if I mean, like with Janet and Sandra.
Janet and Sandra, you
about it, and that was social worker through my brother. But I was an adult at the time, and
who's Janet and Sandra? I've got their names on here.
No, they were like my family. My younger brothers are involved in social work, and one was in trouble for other things, and it came out one day that she said, "Well, I was abused, blah blah blah." And
was it by the same person?
Sorry.
Was it?
No. He was nothing to do with my brothers or sisters. Nothing.
Okay.
But when I was talking to Janet and Sandra, because I was dealing through Sandra with my brother, I said to them, "Well, I've been in that situation, I've been abused, blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
It was no like to get in the floor. I don't even know if they...
They did anything.
I was an adult, I was probably in my 30s, aye.
Who's that then? Are they social workers that you told you?
It's family aid and a social worker, yes. Sandra Easton?
No.
Not Sandra. No. Steele. Sandra Steele.
Sandra Steele. So family aid, Sandra Steele, yeah?
Yes. Family aid and social worker, yes.
So she's not a local authority social worker, so I don't know what the processes were when you disclosed, but now the processes have changed in terms of safeguarding. So because you're telling us, we then have to tell the local authority. And then the local authority holds records. And what they do is they do a full, they call it a Section 42 inquiry. So it's an investigation. They will contact you. They will ask for your permission to obviously go through the details. It will be probably more in depth than what you've gone with us, because they will ask you about the police. They will gather that information, if it becomes a criminal investigation, their investigation does run alongside. But what you will be doing is then safeguarding other children and other vulnerable people from this person as well. So I know it's already happened to you and it's not something that we could have stopped right now, but we can stop it going any further, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
So you don't need to make a decision on the police today, but social care will make an appointment with you to obviously discuss it, which is also another reason to contact your GP. So you've got that support around you, because it's something that it can be difficult to talk about. Yeah. So when we finish this call, what I'll do is I'll do that referral. Can you remember what Craig's position was when he worked there?
Sorry, Paul, Craig was just like a guy in the community.
So how did you get to know him?
Befriended the family, yeah.
So he's of your mum and dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it all came out, he basically, well, he knew the ins and outs of the family and blah, 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 and played it with me that if I told anybody, I'd be put in care. And lo and behold, I got put in care. So it was like everything he said came true, and I didn't tell anybody.
I'm really sorry that you went through that, and, you know, he shouldn't have said what he said. It probably wasn't the reason that you were put in care, if that makes sense. You'll find on the care records it'll state reason why you were put in care, so we can go through that together, and I'll be as sensitive as I can, so if they've worded it really badly, I will try and...
Well, I know the first time I got put in care, I took a knife to my sister's throat.
Yeah. So it was probably to do with, like, behavioural, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But the background of behavioural issues, there's something going on in the foreground, isn't there?
This conversation in primary school. Doing my work, then going to help the janitor.
Oh, that's really good.
And that's why it's more clever nowadays, but I like hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
That, but when that happened in between going from primary school to high school, even my head teacher at primary school came to high school to see me.
Yeah.
To see what had changed, but me being me, I wasn't wanting to say nothing. But even the voice was like, about to notice a change in me, bro. The change is here, and that's when it happened. Then.
Yeah.
But I just totally changed from being that person to the person I suppose I'm today, I suppose.
Yeah. It is a big trauma. And if you've left it as well, there are some support services out there. What I can do is I can get some information sent out to you. It'll be a couple of weeks, and then by that time, probably social care would have made contact. But you can have a look at those support services and see if anything, you know, is suitable for yourself to attend. It might be worthwhile just having a look and seeing what's around, because you're not on your own. Lots of people have experiences, and sometimes that peer support, you know, just somebody that's been through the same thing makes a massive difference, because they know how you feel.
Yeah.
Sorry if you can hear that beeping. I'm not sure what's going on. So you've got a 14-day cooling off period. So, would you like to wait for 14 days, or would you like us to proceed with this?
I'll just proceed to this.
Yeah?
It's coming in the end, Mel. What the comment? I'm going to be punished for those cars. I'm going to be on
I'll just check the next bit. Have you got any questions for me today?
No.
Okay, so, what I'll do is, when I finish this call, I'll give Falkirk local authority a call. In fact, I might send it by email, so then I've got an audit trail that we've definitely addressed it. And then hopefully they'll be in contact with you, have a little think about what you want to do about the place. And then in the meantime, we'll be getting on with your claim and covering all that information for you. So this number, if you save this number in your phone, if you've got any questions in the future, just give me a call.
No.
And that's all I need from you today, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mel.
You look after yourself, okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.